Hi, friend. Are you struggling with how do you support your body in this new season of your life, whether it's perimenopause symptoms or you're in menopause and just not quite sure what in the world is your body trying to tell you now? Things are different, and it's different how we need to support our body from here. So let's talk about this. Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. All right, my dears. I know what you used to do when you were in your 20s and 30s, it's not working out anymore. Why is that? We've lived so much of our life in this body knowing how we can support our body if we gain extra weight, how we lose it, how we can help support our sleep. And now it seems as if everything is different. Things have changed, and maybe not always for the better. Perhaps you have some extra weight that you're really struggling with getting rid of, or brain fog that just will not let up. It might be some aches and pains that will not go away, or it could be symptoms that you've experienced all along, but now they're so much more severe and so much more intense. So what do we do, and how do we support your body through this? I just had somebody ask me this. They said, what would you say to anyone that is going through perimenopause or menopause? Right? So I just want to start by defining this time period is really any time from our late 30s on into our 40s and beyond. Sometimes we have things that happen after menopause, which is the time when we have a complete year without cycling. So it could be in our mid to late 50s where all of a sudden things just start to happen. They shift and our body is so different and we're not quite sure how to move forward with it. So as much as I do wish that there were something I could just say, if you do this, I promise it will help support your body through this time. It's a little bit more complicated than that, if for nothing else, because you are a unique individual and so is the support that we need for your body. So that being said, the very first thing I would tell somebody if they were struggling with perimenopause or having a hard time with this menopausal transition is I would say be sure that you're eating 3 square meals a day. I know a lot of times we want to counteract a lot of these ill effects of aging with doing things like intermittent fasting. The internet's all the rage on the benefits that fasting can have on our metabolism, especially as it slows down with age. But that's not always the best way to really support your body. We want to be sure, first and foremost, before you jump into fasting, that your blood sugar levels are appropriately balanced so that you have even energies all throughout the day. If your energy level isn't consistent, or if you're noticing that you get hangry if meals are delayed, or you get really jittery if you're not eating, or you skip a meal and you really don't feel well, that's a sign that your body is not handling fasting well, and that we need to first support your body's ability to balance blood sugar before we can do something like balancing your hormones through fasting. So I'm not saying that it's never something that I help women do, but we just don't want to start there. We want to be sure first and foremost that we're nourishing our body appropriately. On that same vein of thinking, we want to be sure we're getting adequate protein intake. As we age, any time past age 30, we are losing muscle mass. So it's about 1.8% of your muscle mass is lost per year after age 30. That adds up to about 10% per decade after age 30. And so what that can look like, especially if you've had babies, is if we've never really intentionally put on muscle mass, that is going to be very low. And when we're looking at something like balancing our blood sugar, we need to be sure that we have adequate muscle mass to be able to regulate our blood sugar levels and to be balanced, and also to be able to age strong and allow for our hormones to be more balanced, our energy level to be more consistent. And so eating adequate protein is a critical piece of that. There's been studies done on just when people, the only lifestyle factor they changed was increasing the amount of protein they were consuming, that they had higher muscle mass than before. So even without doing something like lifting weights. And so this is a great barrier to entry, or a very low barrier to entry, if you are currently really struggling with how you're feeling, if you're having a hard time moving because your joints hurt, if you're in a lot of pain, the very first step we can take is just to look at our plate and see how can I get a little more protein. And this can be really tricky because if we're eating a lot of carbohydrates, those are filling us up. They're making it harder for us to eat the protein. And so I really would prioritize eating your protein first. That's going to make a big difference for a lot of people. Okay, and then the next thing is to really get moving, to cultivate adding muscle mass, whether that's going for walks, even if it's just a couple 10-minute walks every day, whether that's taking some really light weights and picking them up and putting them down. Just be careful you're not hurting yourself. We want to be very intentional with how we're moving our body. But these are things that can really help us to be able to support our body going through this transitional time of perimenopause and menopause better, so that when we're on the other side of it, we have more energy. We actually feel better, which is something that some women feel as they go through this transition. So that's always our goal. How can we get to that place? Now, of course, there are a few other things that I would always consider with somebody that's having a difficult time navigating this transition is, are they digesting and absorbing the food that they are eating well? We want to be sure that what we're eating on our plate is really nourishing our body, but we also want to be sure that we're supporting our body functionally to break down those protein sources, break down those nutrients that we're getting in our foods, because this is something else that kind of tends to drop off with age. And I tend to find for women somewhere in the 40s that we just stop, we deregulate some of these processes like making stomach acid. And so sometimes we need to support our body to remember that it needs to do this, even if it's only temporarily. So those are probably my biggest things to start off with, to tell people that everyone must be doing this as they're transitioning from perimenopause into menopause and beyond, or if they're struggling at all. A lot of times if we jump into taking a supplement or we jump into a fad diet, we can do more harm than good. With something like a supplement, it's really tricky because our minerals need to be in balance with each other. They're like a symphony orchestra. We don't want to have too much of the violin or too much of the gong, or we're going to have everything else thrown out of whack in proportion with that as well. So it's really important to take a bio-individual approach with what your body is going through and not just jump on what has helped somebody else as they navigated through perimenopause and menopause. If you're feeling really struck and frustrated and not sure how to move forward from here, in August, I'm starting my Balancing Hormones Over 40 class over again, but this time it is going to be souped up. I'm super excited to have a dear friend alongside of me who is also a Pilates instructor talking to us about how we can start, if we've never worked out before, incorporating this into our life and why it's so important for us to exercise and strength train throughout our 40s and beyond, as well as the module contents that I have that are all about how to support your blood sugar balance, your digestion, and all of these other things. So it really is a complete overhaul program for anybody that's in their 40s and beyond and is struggling with balancing your hormones, your health, or even just your weight. There's so much we can do to support your body, and I hope you'll check it out. I'd love to see you in there.